You're listening to a special edition of Away With Words. I'm Grant Barrett.
And I'm Martha Barnett. One-ery, two-ery, six and seven, holy bone, crack-a-bone, 10 and 11, spit, spot, it must be done, twiddledum, twaddledum, 21. That's a counting out rhyme. They're used for things like choosing who's going to be it in a game of hide and seek. You point to each kid in turn until the end of the rhyme, and then that person's out, and you keep going. Grant, I know you're a big fan of counting rhymes and the language of children's games in general.
I am indeed. Of course, the strange and archaic ones catch my fancy the most.
Of course.
Try this one. Good horses, bad horses, what's the time of day? 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, fare ye away. And then you're out. You know, if I say fare ye away and point at you, you're out of the circle and you're not it. You do it again and again until one person is left.
I love these. We could go on all day.
Here's one from 1798. This is actually for teaching multiplication tables, so it's a little different, but it does include numbers. So 5 times 8 were 40 Scots who came from Aberdeen, and 5 times 9 were 45, which gave them all the spleen. And you're going, spleen? What does he mean? Spleen. To give someone the spleen is an old-fashioned, very old-fashioned way of saying to make them angry.
Oh, that makes sense.
But like a lot of these, it's got some nonsense in there. It's more important the numbers be in place, and then you fill out the rhythm with maybe some nonsense words and nonsense syllables, right?
Yeah, I think I would have learned my multiplication tables better if I had
those. If I had angry Scotsmen chasing me, yes. I would have learned them all by age 6. Instead,
for
I had to
sure.
wait till I was 8.
Well, we hope we can count on you a little later on to tell your local public radio station how much you appreciate the kind of programs you find here. And meanwhile, if you want to talk about language, give us a call. The number's 1-877-929-9673.
Or send us an email to words@waywardradio.org.
Hello, you have a way with words.
Hi, this is Ron calling from Eastern Tennessee. Well, I've got a question about something that's been bothering me for some time now. A few years ago, I was passing through Minneapolis on a very foggy night, and I had to get off the interstate because the fog was so bad, so I pulled into a truck stop. I went in to get something to eat, and on the menu it said, "We cook off our potatoes." And I sat there looking at the menu, but I couldn't figure out what they were trying to say. You know, were they saying that they pre-cook their potatoes? Do they reheat their potatoes? Are their potatoes so hot that they're able to cook off them like charcoal? I mean, nothing made any sense. And I realized that a cook-off is a competition, like a chili cook-off, just like a bake-off is a baking competition.
Mm-hmm.
But I sat there wondering, are they trying to tell me that they enter their potatoes in contests? You know, I'm thinking, how hard can it be to cook a potato? And, you know, shouldn't they just say, try our prize-winning potatoes? So I called the waitress over, and I said, what do you mean you cook off your potatoes? And she stood there, she looked at me, and she said, we cook off our potatoes. I said, well, I know that, but what does it mean? And she just looked at me like, well, I can't make it any simpler than that. And she walked away. So,
that's no
you know,
help.
I was left with the feeling that I was asking way too many questions, so I ended up just ordering the oatmeal. But I've asked people that question since this happened a few years ago, and everybody's like, well, I don't know what that means, what they're trying to say. Do you have a clue there?
Ron, I can't believe you didn't order the potatoes so you could see.
I didn't want to take any chances.
Ah, okay.
I have a couple clues for you, but not a definitive answer.
Oh, okay.
If you Google around on this, especially in Google Books or other places where books are archived online, and look for variations on this phrase, you'll find a number of recipes and a number of cooking guides that will use this term. They also don't explain what it means. It's not in the glossary in the back. They don't ever say, but cooking off, what do you mean? They don't ever do that. But judging from the context, as far as I can tell, it simply means that they cook them all the way through. They finish them. So they don't partially cook them and then cook them later. So I think you said something earlier they think is right on the money. They cook them, let's say, the overnight or the beginning of the day or whatever, and then they use them throughout the day to spoon them over onto your plate. So what you're going to get is a potato that's probably very mushy, probably very waterlogged, probably it was not done on the spot. You know, it wasn't something they did right after you ordered. And so you're going to get this a soupy potato, which a lot of people like. You throw a little cilantro in there, maybe a little onion and pepper, and it's very good. But I think that's what we're talking about here, all right? You'll also find other vegetables sometimes described as being cooked off in the same way. Now, one of my ideas that I have even less evidence for is that sometimes it might mean that they cook off all the water. But all I think that is a recipe for burnt potatoes, so I'm not quite sure that that's it either.
In any case, it doesn't sound very appetizing. I think I made the right choice picking the oatmeal.
Seriously, if you're cooking off your potatoes and putting a sign up about it, it better be really great. It better be like gold flakes on top of your potato, right?
Yeah, I'm like, I didn't know if they were bragging or if it was a warning.
Yeah, there wasn't a red circle with a red slash through it, was there? No.
No, but you know, it was so foggy outside, and then when I went into this truck stop, it was really like I had stepped into the Twilight Zone.
What's the name of this place? I'm headed out. We're gonna find out what these cooked off potatoes
are. Field trip, road trip.
I don't know. I never stopped there before that, and I've never stopped there since. It was just kind of a place, like an oasis in the fog. It was very strange.
Wait a minute. This is starting to sound like an urban legend or something.
And did a man with a hook come after you?
It was just really weird. And then on the menu it said bagels, $1, with cream cheese, $1.50 extra. And I said to the waitress, I said, "You mean it's $1.50 with cream cheese?" She said, "No, it's $1.50 extra." I said, "You're charging $1.50 just for the cream cheese?" And she said, "Do you have any idea how much cream cheese costs?" I said, "Yes, I do. That's why I'm surprised you'd be charging that much." You know, so it was very strange.
Yeah, but they're in Minnesota. You can't get good bagels outside New York City anyway, so why try?
I guess.
Well, Ron, I hope we've helped you just a little bit.
You have eased my mind on this question that's been bothering me for the past few years.
We can be good listeners. Ron, if you ever find that cafe, send it along. I'm going to try it out.
Yeah.
I will do that.
Thank you so much for giving us a ring.
Thanks, Ron. This was a
great
hoot. Bye-bye.
Let us know what cooking off a potato means if you know. Call us at 1-877-929-9673. Martha, here's another counting rhyme for you.
Okay.
You probably know this one. One potato, two potato, three potato, four, five potato, six potato, seven potato, or.
Or?
Or, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was more.
We said or.
Oh,
and
really?
Yeah, the or variant probably comes from a dialect pronunciation of over. You know how they write it in old-style poetry, O-apostrophe-E-R?
Sure.
Yeah, it comes from that, meaning presumably that if I'm pointing at you and I say or, you're out. It's over for you.
Oh, that makes so much more sense than what we said growing up.
Well, yeah, because why more? Because when you're pointing at the person, you say more, that doesn't make, they're out.
I had no idea. I wonder if other people say door or something.
Yeah,
show
they
on
could.
The door.
This is why folklore is interesting, because it all changes and transmutes and transmogrifies.
Yes, indeed.
And turns, you know, lead turns into gold.
Well, speaking of gold, we'll be back in a few minutes, but right now you have an opportunity to let your public radio station know how much you appreciate hearing radio that respects your intelligence.
You can do that right now by calling this number, 1-2-6-7. Oh, wait a second. That's not right. Here's the real number to call.